One, two, test.
Should be good. Make sure this is off. Fucking with the which phone on here?
Check test.
Yeah, I think we're good. Using Spencer's little mixing board.
Oh wow!
It has like little effects and stuff on it, but I don't know exactly how it all works, so I'm not gonna play with it.
Yeah.
Though
press some stuff. All
right. Let's see what happens. I forgot which one does it. Maybe I have to turn this up. Check. I won't know.
I won't know.
Yeah, does it sound? Does it sound crazy? We'll see. But now maybe it doesn't. Okay. I just know that one does it. We'll see.
Just keep it in post.
I think we're in here. Put my phone on silent.
Right.
All right. Let me make sure my diaper is empty. All right. Good to go.
Wait.
Grab my water.
Wait, dude. What? You don't check to make sure your diaper is empty before you sit down?
You don't check to make sure your cell phone is on silent when you sit down? You monster.
Guys, we are back with a brand new episode.
It's the best part of your week. Sunday or Monday or Tuesday.
Welcome to the very last podcast that's ever ever be recorded. This is the last one. You made it.
Yeah.
You made it to the end of podcast.
Congratulations. 25 gamer score.
Platinum trophy unlocked.
New skin. Yeah. You won't be able to wear it.
No. That's Leon, good, no, this won't be the last one. You know, Chris. For your sake.
Guys, I mean,
I hate to interrupt. I just got a call from the president of the news company.
Of the news?
Yeah.
The big news?
Big news. I don't know why I'm looking at my phone like they can see. big fucking news alert.
Okay.
Right?
He just said that we're booked to do a show at Joystick Game Bar on April 22nd.
Hey, okay.
A live ATTP recording. Yeah.
Podcast recording on April 22nd at Joystick Game Bar on
Edgewood Avenue.
Wait a minute. Where again?
I just fucking said it.
It's the setup to a bit. Where again?
Joystick Game Bar.
And what time?
We don't know yet. Probably.
And how many folks will be there?
I don't like this bit.
What date is it before?
And we'll have local comics opening up the show.
Yeah, and don't forget about...
No, I think two is enough.
Any more is like, all right, come on. Who you guys really here to see?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, we'll get two of you fucking people to get 5 minutes, and then that'll be it. No, we don't need...
I got to
get a whole Russell.
No, but April 22nd, live ATTP.
ATTP recording.
If you guys, if you want to hear all the stuff Chris normally is to cut out, come to the
Yes. And it is a lot.
We're going to be off the record, on the record. For sure.
Yeah, we got to lock up everybody's cell phones.
Yeah, we're gonna record a regular one for the week and drop that. We're not really
one.
Yeah, no, we're just doing it live. You're never here.
You know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're not even gonna bring the recording here.
Yeah.
Just getting it together. All right. We probably shouldn't have said that in public.
Probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, really shouldn't have even brought Chris, honestly. Yeah.
We're just walking out like, hey, I think that went all right. Then it cuts to the news.
I'm the president of the news company, and I've made a terrible mistake. We do not condone any of Mr. Islam. I mean, Islam.
Yeah.
Statements.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, come
April
on
22nd.
Out.
Yeah, no, we're Joystick Game Bar, Edgewood Ave. We're recording it. We're doing it live, as old Bill O'Reilly said.
Yeah.
Doing
it live, dude. You know, Joystick. They got
a lot of arcade cabinets.
Yeah, they got arcades,
board games.
They're beside pinball, other bars,
Drank,
Corner Tavern.
They have a little area and a little outside area where you can go outside and smoke.
Yeah, they got a little. You can put smoke cigarettes. You can put your bicycle there.
They have bleachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Metal bleachers.
You can park on the street.
Sometimes they got events that you might want to go to.
Like ATTP Live.
Something like that.
Yeah. I like this new way we're doing the podcast where we're doing the plugs first. I do like that.
Stupid. I just figure we'll forget because we'll get sidetracked and... Yeah. You know how it goes. One of us will start saying something, and then the other one will be like,
I've heard our podcast before.
I've never heard it. I hope it's good.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How are you guys, man? You're doing good? I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a while. Well, I saw you Monday at Star Bar.
Yeah.
But, Evan, I haven't seen you since you fucking graduated the 8th grade, man. You done grown, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at your growth spurt.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Bad news, I'm not smart anymore.
Oh, damn.
I know I had a lot of promise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of potential I saw.
Yeah. You know? Graduated top of my class in 8th grade. But, now I work at a belt factory. Things are going bad.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. You guys, are you doing another little Raising Cane's?
Yeah.
Smorgasbord?
Yeah, Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
Mm.
Damn.
They ordered 10,000 belts. Biggest order ever.
For the chickens?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they sell them on their website, I think. And they give them away. And they... I don't know. I don't know if they're using them as like part of the uniform. That would make the most sense.
Yeah, that many. I don't
think so.
I remember when I was working there having to put, years ago, fucking had to put together that entire fucking 10,000 belts of just Raising Cane's and had to put them into, they own a little special little own cases special and shit. Case.
Own special sticker, own special insert. Yeah, it's a pain in the fucking
ass. And I remember just having to, we had to do like some Windex shit on it. Then we had to squeeze the sticker on there.
Oh, God.
We had to do that about 10,000 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we had to put 10,000 belts into probably around like 6,000 boxes. I don't know if the math checks out on that, but.
Yeah. No, I tell you what, it's funny because I graduated beyond kind of doing that, putting the belts in the boxes themselves. I'm kind of on more of the side of logistics and, you know, Microsoft Word kind of, you know.
But, PDF.
Yeah, exactly. But I went back there in the back and I saw the guys who were packing the 10,000 belts today just all day. That's all they did was wrap up belts and put them in boxes. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you this, man. They were fucking angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They looked upset.
Yeah.
They were red in the face and covered in body odor. Yeah. And they did not look happy.
Yeah,
I thought, man, y'all be safe.
That's why I had to get out of there. It was just after a certain point, I was like, man, if I ever walk into a Raising Cane's and I did not see anybody wearing a belt.
Yeah.
I was going to shoot that bitch up. It was a lot of belts. A lot of Windex.
Yes.
Part of my brain is melted from sniffing all that Windex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of dangerous chemicals, too. A lot of the stuff that makes the ink is not safe for breathing. But, you know, that's my job, so I do it.
This chicken's pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's no Zaxby's, but...
Yeah. But I don't think it's... 10,000 belts good.
Well, they crank them out like it's nothing, you know. So they keep putting in the orders. I'll keep sending them out.
Well, Godspeed to all those Raising Cane belt makers.
Yeah.
Golly, that was a dark period of my life.
That might have been because of other stuff too. I don't know.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I was going through it. I mean, it was, yeah, you know, the 10,000 belts didn't help at all.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes. I'm like, oh man, I faced so much adverse. I faced so much depression and stuff while I'm at this job, and a lot of it's not its fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, the job can suck in various ways, but it's not, you know, the job's not all of it. Like, if you had a different job, you could still be depressed.
Totally, yeah. The idea of getting another job makes me depressed. The idea of having to relearn, like, a whole nother thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm locked up thinking about it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe we should quit.
Yeah?
We should quit our jobs.
Sure. Anti-work.
They, you know, what are they going to do? Nothing.
They can't take us all to jail.
They can't. Mm-hmm. They
There's
can't.
No room.
They have. They could give us all unemployment, but they all can't take. You know, take away our freedom.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I mean,
there's enough. You know, there's enough stuff. There's plenty of resources. That's what they all say on Twitter.
Yeah, we got enough. 10,000 Raising Cane's belts. That's enough for America. Right?
Enough belts for everyone.
I think out of those 10,000, I felt like that's. It will find the homes of the wastes that people need, you know, or that would need those belts. Mm-hmm. 10,000 is enough.
Yeah.
Belts. I'm so hung up on the belts. I'm about to, I've been thinking about it a lot. I'm about to get hung up on a belt. You feel me, dog? You know what I'm talking about? You ever seen?
No.
No? All right. I'll leave it alone. I'll save that for the manifesto.
Which is the next episode of the podcast.
Wait, a two-parter? I was watching this show, Temptation Island.
Mm-hmm.
Temptation Island. You guys ever heard of it? It's like
I've heard the name. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It's one of these little reality shows, one of these dating reality shows.
Wait a minute. I've heard of this. They get 12 nice guys. They get 12 F boys. There are three women who have to have sex with all 24.
I know.
Yeah.
Kind of nailing the
Casey
head.
Casey James.
Yeah. Not too.
This is probably going to be the F girl spinoff episode. Yeah. No, but it's like they just take these couples that are like on the brink of like breaking up, right? They bring them to this island where they break them up into two different like villas, the guy's villa and the girl's villa, and they put them in this house with like 12, like I forget the number, but like just all of the most attractive people that they would find attractive all in one house. And then they just do that for like about like a month and a half. And then they, at the end of it, they get back together with a significant other and they just show everything that they've ever done on this villa by themselves.
Oh God.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, that was a poor description of it, but it's essentially a lot of people about to start cheating on their spouses. It was just like,
Well, that's a much better show where it's like, but you don't know that they're going to be like, all right, now you're meeting your ex after a month. And it's like, oh, I was in that house day one.
Yeah. I'm sorry, my what now?
Who? Who are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, the woman you live with a month ago before you came to this island. It's like,
nah, man, I'm just island boy.
Hey. Dude, it's really wild.
I live here now. That's fucked up because it's like, bro, if y'all broken up, and you meet a bunch of hot folks on an island for a TV show, they want you to have sex. What do you mean? Have you spent...
Because I think the whole purpose of them to go on the island is to figure out how strong their relationship is. It's like, I mean, you got people on there that's been on there for like, you know, together for like 7 years. You have people that have been on together for like just a month and a half. So it's like, oh yeah, it's just them trying to prove to themselves how faithful and loyal they are.
So do they go into their own camps knowing they're supposed to be faithful after the breakup?
Y'all because they're still in a relationship.
Oh, I thought you said they broke up.
No, I mean, they're split up. They're like, there's four couples, and all the girls go into one villa with a house full of hot dudes, and all the, you know, guys go into a villa with all these hot girls.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be faithful.
Right.
They're supposed to resist Temptation Island.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but
that's interesting. You said couples that are about to break up too. Like, what if, like, that's an interesting sign up process. Like, we're looking for couples that are about to break up, the guy's like, "Honey, I signed us up," and she's like, "I'm sorry, we fought one time about fucking groceries."
Yeah.
Aldi.
Yeah, you see what's happening right now? Yeah. It's coming true.
Yeah. You gotta be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Pack your bags in. The plane's about to leave. Let's go.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, it's
that's pretty cool because yeah. I bet there's always when you see the show, there's always one person who like night one is like, bro, I can see her from the balcony of our house, and I can't wait to cheat on her.
Yeah.
It's love at first sight, mate.
Yeah.
I'm British. I'm British.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of ridiculous. I've only seen like the first two episodes of this newest season.
Yeah.
It's on Peacock. And man, there's this one couple who the guy wanted to do like an open relationship, and the girl was really hesitant about it. So. When they were like, so they were thinking like, oh, maybe, you know, this would be a way for, you know, my boyfriend to get out all his, like, whatever he needs to get out about his open relationship thing. Or maybe then the girl becomes open to, either way. Episode one, the girl who was all like, I don't know about an open relationship. She's like already, she already tugging down this let's like go. Tall dude. Just like,
let's go. yeah, you got to, bro.
Yeah,
sex, positivity.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's very interesting.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I hope there's just one person who's like, bro, I know what the cameras are for. Like, I saw season one, bro. Yeah. Y'all not about to catch me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Temptation. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, because here's the thing. Cause, like,
wait, can you win any money?
I don't remember them mentioning any money.
So it's just a month-long vacation. You got to try not to have sex with someone who is not your... Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Everybody that's on the island, like all the people that are not in relationships, are actively trying to break up these relationships.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. They are actively trying to hook up with these people.
They're crisis actors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Yeah.
I know. Yeah. They went to school. They got shot up. Yeah. I know the type. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's crazy because, like, I'm watching it and it's like, you can tell who is really in love and who's, like, definitely going to break. Because this is one dude who's like, he's like, I don't know. I mean, like he has like a promise ring with his girl, right? And after like each week, they show them clips of what the significant other is doing.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, and they show like it's like they show them the highlight reel of this damn, just you know, does orgies all over the place.
That's yeah, of course. Of
and
course.
You can see this one dude because like his girl was all like. His girl was like talking to this other guy, and she was like, "Yeah, you know, I have this promise ring because like I want us to like be together, but it's like, I mean, it's just like you know, it's just like a ring. I mean, we're just here at the, you know, we're here to have fun, I guess." And like the guy, he's watching it at the end of the episode. He's just watching, just like, "I've had this ring on for years." And she just thinks it's just some ring. Like he's like you can see he's like breaking the spirit and shit. Kind of tight. It's very.
I feel like that's also good to do it after the week because it would cause people to start like ratcheting it up. Because if you saw, you know. Like your boyfriend tonguing someone down, you're like, all right, shit, let us back out there. Okay. There. If that's what we do it. Yeah, bro.
Shout out Jack Knight. Y'all can watch Bust Down.
Bust Down, also on Peacock.
Yeah,
awesome. Great show. Yeah,
damn.
It's
Wait, is the only temptation sex? Like, do they have any former heroin addicts? And there are people actively trying to sell them drugs.
I used to be addicted to gambling, and they put a slot in my room.
Yeah.
Next to my bed.
Right.
They gave me an oxygen tank.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's
just the guy walking around. It's like, shit, anybody want to play some blackjack? He's like,
just put you on an island where people just keep losing their wallets.
Oh shit! I think they didn't need this wallet, right?
Especially not all these $100 bills in their wallet.
That is Temptation Island.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely down to run that first episode back, or at least I think I might just watch it from the beginning just to get the whole. It's kind of like Love Island, except you know they just split up the people in relationships and just put them in a you know in a fucking villa with people from Love Island who are that hot. You know, yeah. It's fantastic television, man.
Yeah,
I really watching it last night. I love that feeling of remembering why I like reality television.
Yeah, it's a great watch, man. It's a real engaging study of the human condition.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yep. Absolutely.
The human condition.
Oh, girl.
You think you
day? I thought I did it. All right, wait. Say something, Derek.
What's up? Hey. Whoa, wait. Can we? Hello. All right. He's messing around with the board, so we're just gonna try and. All right. Have you messed it up? Do I sound weird?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Put on those headphones and let's see.
No, this one I can't.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So again, we won't know. Well, it's way too late.
Well, hey, you guys. If I sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks, I'm so sorry. Or if I sound like, you know.
Sound like one
of them. Yeah, turn Derek's off. I hate this. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Wait, no. What's happening? No.
Now we can't hear it.
Dang, do you think, you know what I mean? They fucking give you the boarding pass. Mm-hmm. You on Temptation Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think you a folder?
I'm about to fold up them underwears, bro.
Hey, whoa.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a job there where I do all the laundry on Temptation.
Chris is cheating on his old lady on the bus ride to the island.
I'm making moves on the bus ride.
Hey, I heard this bus was so fucking sexy.
He lifts his face up from a lady's lap. We're going to an island?
This is happening. It's going, babe, did you hear? We're going to it.
No. I honestly, it would just depend.
I just feel like they couldn't trick me with reality TV, right? I'd be like,
oh, dude, no. I don't think they would trick you.
I would just enjoy the vacation. They'd be like, if all these people are trying to have sex with you, you could just be like, also, this is just a nice house to be in.
Yeah. I'm scared of myself. No, thank you.
I'm good. This is a king size bed. I'm fine.
You think that, right? You think like, all right, cool. Yeah, I mean, listen, these people are trying to hook up with me. I'm good on that. I'm going to just, you know, my hands up here. Y'all do your thing. We vibing. And then that week comes and they just start showing you your girl just getting piped up.
See,
week one is the easiest week.
Yeah. When y'all first get there. Oh, wow.
They show you the tape of your girl getting dick down and just over it, you hear. That you are so mad. I know you still think of like they're just playing Drake.
That's full of rosé.
Yeah. I think I can make it 2 weeks. And if they're just showing my significant other just out there just wilding. Oh, I mean, I'm turning up.
Then you're like, I'm gonna have a
because if these people are on this island actively trying to hook up with me, I'll be like, who? Hey, listen, I'm only a man.
See,
Chris puts on the blonde wig. He's a person.
Yeah. Sorry,
Chris didn't do that, girl. Like, you took the wig off halfway through. Yeah.
No, it fell off. It's different.
Yeah.
I think it'd be crazy if like one of the guys is like, no, I need to be with my girl. So he's just like, makes a disguise and goes over to the other island. And he's like, oh no.
Oh no. That's so funny. I say, hey, what's up, pal?
Yeah. Temptation Island. Great.
I just feel like, bro, that's a way to get around that. If it was like based on everybody was breaking up, I would just find like a lady friend and be like, all right, let's pretend like we together and just go have a great 6 weeks on this island, bro.
Dude, no, I feel like
I'm sure some people do.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I haven't again from the first two episodes. It looked like none of these relationships are gonna make it.
That's everybody else.
It's just from the first. Everybody's like, man, I thought that the guy with the promise ring that would kind of hurt. He was he was hurt.
Yeah, especially if she's
He seemed like a nice guy. He's just like, man, I thought she was like, I thought we would have like a faithful like foundation. It's like, nah, man, you just need to get out here. Mm-hmm. Just sling a little meat around and have some fun while you're here in Hawaii. And it's also Hawaii.
Right. I would just be enjoying it, dog.
No, see, that's the thing. I heard about Hawaii. Hawaii changes you.
yeah.
into an adulterer.
Hey, man, you know how aloha means hello and goodbye?
Right? Hey, that is a fact. I'm just saying, man. They do things a little different. Yeah.
Who's that? Maritime law? Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, maritime, yeah.
No. Yeah, man.
Y'all probably don't even have any good looking guys inside the men's villa. Oh my God, is that August Alsina? Whoa. All right. Well, that one's not making it.
No, well. Oh, well. But we're out of here.
No.
Did you guys watch the Oscars?
No, I have no idea who won anything.
Yeah,
I haven't seen anything.
Oh, Coda won Best Picture.
Yeah, which
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It was on like Apple TV, I think. Yeah. It's one of the original movie of theirs, I guess, that won.
It's about a lady who is the only speaking person in a family full of deaf people.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. This shit's supposed to be great.
That's like being the only Christian in a house full of non-believers. Mm-hmm.
Hey, speak on it.
That's the spinoff that some fucking weird religious group does.
Yeah. It's just like, am I the only one that can bring us to salvation? I must.
We don't believe in the Lord in this house. Slaps her daughter.
Yep. I feel
You'll
bad.
Never get me to stop believing, Mom.
Mom, I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to save all of you.
Yeah, I felt bad because I didn't really know what was nominated for what, and because I don't think the only one of the best pictures I watched was Don't Look Up. And it was like good. It was like fine. You know.
That's right. Yeah.
But like But yeah, there's nothing else that stood out for me. Was King Richard, was that one nominated for Best Picture?
That's what he won Best Actor for.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I was watching the Benchwarmers. That's what I was watching instead of Hollywood's most prestigious award night. I was watching a Happy Madison joint.
Let's go.
Which, man, the Benchwarmers, John Heder, David
John
Spade.
John Heder in his prime.
And Rob Schneider. Oh, man.
Heed, man.
John Heder.
Me and Derek, on the way to Savannah, we pulled off on a gas station to go to the restroom. We were in the middle of fucking nowhere. I want to say it was like Metter or some shit. It was somewhere on 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of the car and there was like a group of teens. Do you remember that?
Just hanging out.
They were
out.
Just hanging out in the parking lot of a gas station in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And one of them was showing something on their phone to the group. And there was a girl. She was like, oh my God, it's literally giving me Napoleon Dynamite. So
it's literally giving. I love, man.
That was only. It's funny too because I just heard that snippet and then I just had to drive away and just, you know, I'll just have to think about what that could have been.
Here's the movie.
It was the trailer for Napoleon Dynamite. This
is giving Napoleon for me.
It's giving vote for Pedro.
Oh man,
it's giving Tina, you fat bard. I love Napoleon Dynamite, dude.
I haven't seen it in a long time, man. I remember liking it. I remember being a big fan.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to just quote it at each other.
Derek, he was a big fan as well, I believe. Derek said it was his. He loved it.
Nah, right. Derek's a world class hater, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. 2-time champion, and I did not a fan of Napoleon Dynamite.
Why not?
It just nothing happened in the movie, and my man wasn't like super cool, bro. Like he kind of sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, like you nailed the plot.
Yeah, my man was a nerd, bro.
He didn't jump out of no cars. Gun scenes. No shootouts.
My man was a nerd, bro. The dance wasn't even good. They didn't like it. Like, bro. Oh man, yeah. I was not rocking.
No, I mean, you're saying a lot of facts,
yeah,
I guess.
I just remember, I remember it coming out and everybody like quoting it, all that stuff. And I was like, damn, either I'm not getting it or like folks are stupid.
I feel that. The first time I was a bit iffy, but then I don't know. I watched it again and again, and it's funny.
Yeah, I remember being into it. I thought it was like a fine movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was like, you know, it was another one of those where it was like, you know, people were quoting it all the time. So I watched it 2 years later and I was like, oh,
gosh. Okay. Can I have your tots? What does it sound like? Give me your freaking tots.
Holy man. My man is such a fucking dork. Yeah, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They put him in glasses at a pretty
yeah,
point.
Bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Like a dork. Yeah. Tucked in t-shirt.
Yeah, bro. What? My man was. And he let that. Yeah.
I would just love to see what you would have wrote Napoleon Dynamite like.
Derek just watches the first few minutes of Spider-Man like, oh my god, this guy's dropping his books.
What the fuck?
I can't even get Mary Jane's number.
Yuck, dog. He's letting that spider creep up on him. I wouldn't do that shit.
Wow, you just gonna let the spider roll up on you?
He's about to turn off the movie. Hold on, wait. Something's about to happen. He looks different.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah. Wait, did he take the glass? My man is standing up all set. I'm about to turn this. Slow build.
Spider-Man cheesed all that, my man Peter.
I'm telling you. Hey, bro.
Man, Miles.
Yeah.
Whoa, he just caught all that stuff in one hand? Very chill.
See, that's what I'm... Don't do this shit from day one. No way. Oh, yeah, all that shit you was doing yesterday.
Oh,
bro.
Man.
That's why your uncle died, bro.
This is some dude that's working at Marvel. I'm like, whew, thank God we caught him. We almost lost the customer. We almost lost him.
Oh, boy. 15 more seconds out. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, but no, I did not enjoy Napoleon Dynamite. And I think I tried to watch it like when I was a little bit older, too, to make sure that I wasn't missing anything. And like, it's a lot of nothing happening in that movie.
It is. There is very little plot, yes.
Well, yeah. I would say, yeah, it's very... Not atmospheric, but it's definitely just going to... It's just setting up all the characters and the world that they're in. It's a lot of just that.
You know, it's also very, I feel like, highly specific to...
Yeah, it's stylized. You know? Yeah. Like, I get that.
Yeah. He had another movie, that guy. I forgot. I tried watching it.
Crank? Crank 2?
What? Yeah. No. That's not the same. How'd you get Napoleon Dynamite to Crank? That's just interesting... Crank was like a whole... That was Jason Statham.
No.
That's probably a movie you left Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, hold on. My man can drive.
Yeah, bro. Wait, so you told me he has to keep his adrenaline up?
Yeah.
To stay alive? So he has to do crazy shit?
He has to jump kick people. Okay. Okay. Shit, I'm like, oh, this place. That's what I'm saying. Bro, he need to be Spider-Man. That's what he need to be doing this shit. Yeah. Yeah, no. My man was in Crank, and Crank 2.
Who
played a Heater? He played a gay prostitute.
Oh no, fuck! I know his name.
Efron.
I want to say it's Emilio Ramirez.
Ramirez.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Does he have a twin brother?
No, I think in Crank he had a twin because they just used because he died in the first one, but he came back in the second one.
Okay, but he does not have a twin brother in real life.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Gotcha.
I'm not on the message boards, unfortunately.
That'd be funny. A guy who's confused about twins and characters, and he's like, and Paul Rudd also?
Paul Rudd is a twin. You guys remember that? Did you guys watch that show with the two Paul Rudds?
Yeah.
Great. Man, that was a great show. That shit rocked. Well, I was wondering, I was like, damn, where's the second season of that? I was like, well, I guess the one season is
like, yeah, it was kind of, it was like a mini series.
Yeah, it was good, man.
Really good.
Man. I might need to give that a rewatch.
What was it called?
Living with Yourself?
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude. That shit was awesome. And nobody believed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Man.
And then he had to fight himself. That was
Bro, did
cool.
y'all watch that fucking Kristen Bell shit? The lady in the window across the street
from the house. Yeah.
Across the street from the lady in the house or whatever. It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was super fucking good. It was like 8 episodes. They were all like 20 minutes long. It was like a parody of a murder mystery that just turned into an actually really interesting murder mystery. And then it just had one of the most absurd endings that's ever happened.
I think you talked about it before.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I did. I talk about it on the podcast?
No. I think we were just talking.
Okay.
But
yeah, if y'all haven't seen that, bro, go check that. Listeners, go check that shit out.
What is it on?
Netflix.
Netflix, huh?
Yeah, it takes like an hour and a half to watch the whole thing. But yeah, it starts off so goofy that you're like, oh, this is like a comedy. And then you get 5 or 6 episodes in and you're like, oh my God, this is fucking serious. And I'm really invested. And then it gets to the end and you're like, oh yeah. I forgot I was watching a fucking comedy. Oh my God.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highly suggest checking that out. Really, really good tone, pacing, shot awesome. Yeah. Fun fucking thing. I need to look up what other shit they've done.
Kristen Bell, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, she's great in it.
Dax Shepard's wife, huh?
Well, I think he's Kristen Bell's husband.
Yeah.
I guess his podcast is popular. What? Why is he famous? Is it just her in the
podcast? He was in a bunch of stoner movies, and that got
He was not in a bunch of stoner movies.
He
was an employee of the month with Dane Cook.
Dax Shepard was in like 10 movies.
No.
He was definitely like, he had like some. I know.
Wasn't he in a bunch of B movies? I thought that was his thing. I'm thinking of the other guy. Fuck.
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg?
No, you're thinking of. I don't know you're thinking of the other blonde guy.
No, not a blonde guy. Brown haired dude.
Ashton Kutcher?
Sean William Scott.
Scary Movie 3.
Simon Rex?
Yes, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he was.
Now, he made a movie I heard is really.
Yeah, Red Rocket. I still haven't had the chance to see that.
We should watch that.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Speaking of.
Yeah, Simon Rex rocks. What's his name? Nasty?
Dirt Nasty.
Hard ass rapper.
Yeah, he made the beat to My Dick.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nicky Avalon.
Yeah. Remember those guys?
Harold Kumar Escape from Guantanamo. Yes.
He produced that?
Yeah, man.
Shout out Simon Rex.
Yeah, bro. Talented guy. Hey, yeah, in man. Shape too.
And he was a porno star for in the beginning of his career.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Him.
Hell yes, dude.
Dude, you know, speaking of Dax Shepard, I've been reading this book called You're Going to Prison. Because I'm about to go to prison. And
Chris did not beat the case.
Yeah. Make sure you change your diaper.
Yeah. Like I said, this is the last podcast in the world, everybody. No. But it's like, because you guys saw the movie Let's Go to Prison with Will Arnett and Dax Shepard, right?
Yeah, that was immediately what I thought of when you said that. Yeah.
So it's a
great fucking movie.
So yeah, because like the guys, I was telling you guys, like the Reno 911 dudes, they wrote the original screenplay for that movie. Because Bob Odenkirk was like directing it, and they were like talking about it was supposed to be like a darker version of the movie than what they actually came out or whatever. And so I read their like screenplay book, and I got the You're Going to Prison book that it's based off of. And man, it's a real detail of literally just like from the moment like the cops knock on the door. And to go into, I just got to the chapter where they're like, all right, now you are for sure going to prison. This is what you need to expect. And I don't want to finish it. I'm scared. I'm like, all right, I got to this part. I don't need to know what actual prison is like.
Yeah.
Cause it's pretty, they go into like every single different, like how you can like give up some of your like property if you're like on trial or something. And like how like most cops are really just, how like a lot of cops are like, their take. They're just, instead of like sending you to the jail or like to reduce your sentence, they'll just take some of your shit. Like, you could just make those deals with your attorney, and also how you need to find like a good local. They say like a local, what you call it? If you get like a public attorney, if you don't have one already set up for yourself, the best bet is to get a public one. Because at least they have like ties to with the judge of wherever you're in trouble at. It's like really, it's like it's stuff that I'm like, if I was like a troublemaker, this is like a book I need to know. It's like a lot of like information that I hope I never need to use, but hopefully, if it ever comes down to it, I'll have it in the back of my head. But yeah. it's very detailed. And
do they tell you in the book where to get a Fresca?
Yeah. that's for about five people listening, right? Yeah,
100%. That's for anybody who didn't turn Comedy Central off.
Right, If you guys did not ever get Let's Go to Prison on DVD or watched it the many times it was on Comedy Central.
Many times. Right after Tosh.0, right before Van Wilder.
You could get a Saturday 2 a.m. uncut or a Sunday 2 p.m. Barry cut.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did y'all ever see when Comedy Central was doing like the clean versions of movies and they cut out like 20 minutes a piece out of a bunch of
what?
Yeah. They ran it for like, I want to say a full two summers. Like, it was like the edited version of, it was like the PG-13 version of Corky's, American Pie.
Porky's is the name you were looking for.
The Chris Kattan one.
No, that's Corky Romano.
Yes.
I thought you meant Porky's, the 80s movie. About the dude putting his dick through the hole in the shower. You know, Porky's. Wait, I'm not fucking crazy. Don't you guys look at me.
Wait, what, Chris?
There's a movie called Porky's.
Called Porky's.
Yeah, it's about like, I've never seen the movie. I just know.
You just know?
Because it's like one of the, all right, guys. This might be our last podcast.
You knew the movie
on
enough
to live podcast April 22nd
at Joystick Gay Bar. You knew enough of the movie to correct me that somebody puts their dick through a hole.
Yeah,
in the
it's
wall.
Like I'm saying, what's the
movie about?
It's like about these high school kids. It was like it's one of those old like 80s movies where they do a lot of things that is very widely frowned upon nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's like they're like in this like crawl space of like the ladies shower and they're like all stinking through there and they're looking through these holes and they're watching like the girls of their high school shower and the one guy's like, shit man, I'm gonna put my dick through the hole, and he does it, and then the woman's coach comes in there and then grabs his dick. It's like, you're not going anywhere until we get a principal or something here. It's a real thing. I promise you, I'm not crazy. Just because you guys, I don't like how I'm outnumbered.
No, you're good to go. You're good to go.
I hope this is not a fever dream.
No. Anyway, Chris is done telling us about his screenplay.
Anyways, like I said, I'm going to prison after this.
Yeah. Anyways, that guy didn't win Temptation Island.
Yeah, so. Chris just has an encyclopedic knowledge of movies with glory hole scenes in them, I guess. Is there another movie where someone puts their
dick
through?
Yeah, there's actually another. No.
Chris pulled out a pamphlet and threw it away?
No.
Yeah. But no,
they do that in fucking. A scary movie.
Yeah, that's what they're parodying.
Yeah.
So on comedy, they used to edit.
So they would just movies? Edit. They would just edit movies down to like being PG-13, so they could show them during the day.
I thought every station does that.
No, these. It was specifically like we're editing down the fucking stuff that you can't see.
That seems like a horrible marketing angle.
I don't know. It's
like, oh, you know, the movie.
Like Mormons.
Yeah. Or if say you were, you're a young boy and you still needed to jerk off in the middle of the day
to a heavily
but
edited
not another teen movie.
Yeah.
On Comedy Central at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
What else were you doing at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Fucking, I don't know, probably jerking off on a basketball or something. But that's just me.
Yeah.
I'm a hooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say ball don't lie.
Not Another Teen Movie started the fucking incest porn craze. And
you think so?
You can't prove me wrong. Yeah. Because of the scene with the hot sister trying to fuck the brother?
Yeah. Well, that's
that was a parody of a different movie. And in Clueless, she was trying to have sex with her brother.
Damn.
I never seen Clueless.
That's a very good movie.
Well, I think that's a real thing. More right.
No, you were right because they didn't.
Oh, okay. Yes. Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. No. I guess that's true.
Do people really be wanting to fuck their family members? Is that a real thing?
I only have a brother.
Popular fucking one.
Well, yeah, I just.
I guess step sibling, but that's just because it's illegal to type sibling in, right?
Yes. I think people are like.
Someone will knock on your door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it used to be that. A bunch of folks were like, damn, I got a bunch of hot like sisters, but I don't want to get in trouble. And I think now just so many people have divorced parents that eventually you're going to run into like a hot stepsister.
See, like Shannon from Lost, dude.
Yes.
She was fucking smoking and also wanted to fuck her stepbrother. But then she got like fired from the show, so they killed her.
No, shit.
Yeah. Whatever. Mm.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
Mm. But... yeah, I don't know. I don't got no siblings, and even if I did, that sounds weird.
You never want to fuck your twin?
No, not at all. He looked like me. Not at all.
Why are you greasy?
This isn't even a real mirror.
Well, I remember seeing that bit from the movie and being like, damn, is that what folks are doing? Are folks like... Yeah, let me have sex with.
I don't know, man. Is this a judgment free zone?
I mean,
is this a judgment free zone?
It is a judgment free zone, unless you're about to commit. You know.
Yeah, man.
That scene was very hot, but also I was 14. Another teen movie. And she was very hot, and not another teen movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, they also weren't actually related.
Yeah, exactly. The scene's supposed to be hot, unless it's hot for sister reasons.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I have a half sister, but no.
Yeah,
that's.
Yeah, I just
disgusting, but whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. I would say, I remember early on when I was looking at you know the dirty internet. I remember like I would watch it, but it would always be like in my head. I'd be like, all right, cool. I could watch this because in the video, it's like this lady is of another ethnicity.
Right. it's no way.
There's no way that this is linked to.
And there's no way that's ever going to be legal.
Yeah.
So it's like far-fetched.
It's fantasy. It's fantasy.
I think that's the appeal, is that it's so annoying.
Yeah, it's so like being like having sex with an elf. Right.
I feel like if Zoe Kravitz were a real person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which we all know she is not.
Yeah.
She is a robot.
As of this week, she's not. What did she do, Derek? Now do you know?
I don't.
God damn.
You're supposed to. Why you, bro? All
right, I did find out.
Okay.
I did find out some stuff.
I saw the Jaden Smith stuff.
She wanted to fuck Jaden Smith.
She was
when he was like 14 or 16.
Jaden was 14. They were hanging out. And then they were just having conversations where he was like, or it was something like, we'll hang out when you're 18. And she was like, nah, we can't do that because you're 14 right now. It was like, damn, if you weren't a child, I would have sex with you. And it's like, you can't even say that. Like, even being like.
But even to a boy.
So it used to be fine,
but now
exactly,
you know,
in 2014.
Yeah. Back then, you could say that about a dude.
You have to edit this.
You could definitely say that about. You could say that about a man back then, but now you can't.
Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz was trying to pipe up 14-year-old Jaden Smith.
I just think they was hanging out a lot, and it was like
almost like, bro, I don't know. I read the shit, the quotes, and it was like, she'd be like, oh, he's my little date, or oh, he's a little heartbreaker. Hmm. Oh my God, he has so much swagger. It was almost like, it read to me less predatory, more like she was kind of like. I don't know. You know, sometimes
that read to me like how, do y'all remember Too Young, Tyler, the Creator? It read like that, where it was like, damn, you're so cool, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. If it was not illegal, hey, we'd be having a different conversation.
Hmm.
And she can't do that. And then she said a bunch of stuff. She said that she's right. She don't.
She's racist.
Yeah, she don't take because she's like a biracial lady, but she identifies more with the white people. She doesn't take any race-centered roles and any roles that are, you know, they show the black experience. She doesn't do those because those aren't her market. And it's like, damn, you can't be a black lady and saying that and then continue to keep being like, yeah, I'm a black lady.
That's really crazy because a second ago you said you didn't know anything about it.
Uh-huh. I didn't know about any of the wild stuff. I only know about that.
What you just said the past 5 minutes wasn't wild.
Oh no, I stand, so you know what I mean. ATTP is in full support of Zoe Kravitz. But there was something else. There was some Lenny Kravitz stuff and some...
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz is...
And some Jim Carrey stuff, too, that I was like, oh, bro.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz is bad.
If my Twitter was working, I would know it. But it's broken.
What?
Lenny Kravitz dated like a 17-year-old or something.
My Twitter's been down for 2 days, and it's kind of ruining my life.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Maybe it's a sign you should just stop using your phone, man.
No, not
use
at all.
Use a computer, man.
It's literally only for Twitter mobile, but... I've been off for the past 2 days and just been getting too much work done. Just really been doing, just been too productive. It's scaring me.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the thing about Lenny Kravitz? Like, what was the Lenny Kravitz thing?
He like dated a 17-year-old when he was like 36.
So did Jerry Seinfeld. And look at him.
Billionaire.
Okay, guys.
Maybe they know something we don't know.
We can know either.
It's a static. Martin Scorsese.
JK, Satire.
Did Martin Scorsese do that too?
He's been like 86 for like the past 100 years, right? He's old as shit.
He's old.
No.
He was old when he started making movies.
Yeah, no. What? Woody Allen.
Woody Allen
for sure.
Yeah.
He loved Clueless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That is insane.
I should put Woody Allen and his stepdaughter on Temptation.
Whoa! Now that's it. That's really a good idea.
Oh, man. Wow.
She just runs away.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm free.
His wife is on the other island. She's like, I wonder what Woody's gotten up to this week.
Is that guy a little too hot to go outside? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what Woody Allen sounds like.
I don't know what it is. Is it an island? It seems more like an isthmus or something.
Yeah, he's just chilling. Yeah. Those people are pretty low bar.
Oh, man.
Nah, but y'all. But real talk. Don't adopt someone and then marry them. If you're currently in the adoption process, do not put a ring on that finger.
Don't be much older than somebody that is under the legal age of, you know, consensual sex. Yeah. Don't groom.
Yeah, hey, no grooming.
That's not great.
No,
hey, don't be biracial.
Hey, that's a fact. Pick one.
Hey, pick a side.
I'm tired of you sitting on the fence, dog.
Come on.
I can't keep reading these tweets.
Hey, bro. Hey.
Just don't do it.
You can't be one in the winter and one in the summer. Hey. Help me out.
Don't be switching sides when the heat gets turned up.
I probably do. I don't care if your dad was in the military.
Hey, come on now. You can't be giving those quotes out. Nah, but I can't wait to see who they replace Zoe Kravitz in the Batman with.
Lenny Kravitz.
He's like a fiery. Catwoman, baby.
Oh, man.
Lenny Kravitz and Robert Pattinson just fucking tugging each other. Why am I rocked up?
But if we can get some photos of Lenny Kravitz and that bowl of milk, that would be much appreciated. Get those circulating as soon as possible.
Do you ever see that picture of where he's like dick flopped out when he was at a concert?
Shit, that's my fucking phone background. That's the lock screen.
So funny. He did like a fucking split and then that fucking flopped out. Mm-hmm. Made a gif of it and everything.
Do you keep performing? You're on stage next weekend. Somehow your dick comes out. Mm-hmm. Any more jokes after that?
No, I'm out. I'm gonna run it. I'm gonna be like, hey y'all.
Yeah, I know. I'm finishing the act.
Yeah, man. I still got these dates, bro.
Oh, bro. You get it all covered up, and you're like, I mean, shit. They ain't gave me the light yet.
I pull a damn.
We're here to give out a biography. I mean.
Yeah, I'll say this though. If my meat come out. That next show, I'm going to pull a Chris Rock. Them ticket prices going up. Yeah.
That's a fact. Yeah. They got a preview at the last one. But, hey. Oh, yeah. That's that's going to be reflected in the ticket price.
They're going full GameStop stock. They're going from 12 to 400 real quick.
Yeah. Hell yes, man.
That's good, man. Chicken. Yeah. I don't know. You know?
I don't know nothing, man.
Yeah. That's sad about Zoe Kravitz, man.
Yeah, man. She shouldn't have said all that.
She shouldn't have done that to them kids.
Yeah. And that's crazy. All that. Yeah, Jay. She shouldn't have openly said she thought about doing that to them kids. Yeah. That's an inside thought, Zoe Kravitz.
See, this is what I like about this podcast, because I don't be looking at the news, and then whatever you guys say right now is just what I believe for the rest of my life. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. I'll read 3 Twitter comments, and I'm caught up for the week. Yeah. That's enough news for daddy.
Mm-hmm. Shit, I'll write 3 of them and be like, all right, yeah, that's the news. Yeah, I don't know, bro. She shouldn't have said all that stuff. It's crazy it popped off.
It's crazy, too, because it's really... Because I've always... Zoe Kravitz has always been in stuff. Everybody's always known who she was. But then when the Batman happened, it was like... It was weird. Twitter just had this whole thing of like, oh, my God, Zoe Kravitz is the hottest girl in the world. We all love Zoe Kravitz. I saw just 1,000 posts about...
Yeah,
when Zoe Kravitz walked on screen,
fanboying,
I fucking came in my nut. I nutted in my cum.
I bust into my butt. Yeah.
It was like the world. You know, every girl on her Instagram story was sharing the picture of her in the magazine.
Yeah,
you know, everybody was just so enamored. She was like number one most famous person for a second, and then literally the next day, there's probably 10 or 15,000 viral tweets against her. Yeah. Like it's just like a fucking light switch.
That's what happens, man. That's why you don't want to be that famous, because as much as people love you, they're gonna be as many haters,
adamant
if not
about
more.
Hating you.
A lot of people just gonna be like, "Why the fuck is this motherfucker? Why is this person getting to talk to Jada Smith and not me?" That's what they all thinking, you know.
Yeah, no. I
why are you going so fast?
What you know about an icon?
Bro, hey, that's why he was out in Prague trying to get away from damn Zoe Kravitz, bro.
Gabby, can you put that for Instagram?
Yeah. What you know about an icon like Zoe Kravitz? Yeah. Sexy. Yeah, I just missed it.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh, my God. Holy what? Shit. What? Oh, that timeline really lines up, too.
Yeah.
I love to think that it genuinely might be.
Yeah. That's very... Yeah, I remember when that video came out, and I was like, damn, Jaden rapping like this? Something must have happened.
Something must have happened. I can't quite put my finger in it.
He's so rich. How's he been through enough turmoil to rap like this?
Yeah. Yeah, bro, you're 14 and you don't trust women? What could have transpired last summer, dog? You was rapping about Kung Fu 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
Oh,
real good stuff, fellas.
Yeah, we have to get that. Yeah. We have to get a clip of that.
We got to delete that.
But you guys got anything coming up this week? I'm doing the 97 Astoria this Tuesday.
Okay. I'm also on 97 Astoria.
Man. Okay, man. Fuck y'all, bro.
You want my spot?
No, I'm actually on another Tuesday showcase at Meehan's. I don't know.
Shout out Meehan's.
I'm booked on Skull Mike. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. I do have the Skull Mike coming up. I said that as a joke, then realized I do have Skull Mike coming up next week. I don't know. I don't think I have anything. What is next week? What are we? I don't know.
Next week is.
It's April. It's finally April.
Reminds me.
Yeah. It is April.
It's April. It's the first week of April.
Yes.
Yeah.
So rent will have been due, and I will be, by the time this comes out, I would be 3 days late.
Hey, let's go.
My rent's due on the 25th now.
That's crazy.
On Christmas? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm on Astoria as well at 9 o'clock at 97 Astoria. Right before that I'm at Best End Brewing at 7.
What? Yeah. You're doing two shows on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Doing the old bop bop. Yep. Really far away show.
Yeah, trust me. Hey, trust me.
You might be able to grab a spot at a store.
Yeah.
And then
I might just go with you, honestly.
Friday I'm on a comfy couch. Oh, and then Saturday I'm in Savannah for Dexter Ferguson. So that's my week. Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. We're running sets.
I'm down to go back to Savannah very soon, man. I just saw an Instagram post by Green Truck. They have this new burger out, and it looks phenomenal.
Just come with us on the 15th, bro.
I haven't been in Green Truck in a minute.
Yeah,
it looks great. Or me and Chris were talking about it, and if you want to do the first week of May.
I'll be doing...
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're the skull all May. No, wait, we can't talk about it. Yeah, then fucking come with us next
week. I guess if it's April, can I say so? I don't know.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Come with us next weekend.
I'll say it right now.
Let Evan say it. Yeah. Oh, he can edit whatever.
In May, I'll be the resident comic at the
Daffy Duck.
Guys, I've been waiting to announce it, but in May, I'm going to be the resident comic at. The Mammal Gallery.
Let's go! Mammal Gallery!
We all love a reboot.
No, I'm the fucking Skull Resident of May, dude.
Yeah, what are they gonna do? They can't take it away from me?
Yeah. Well, I think he said a month or two ahead of time, I can tell. He's, whatever.
You're good.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I've told everybody already, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Actually, I don't know. I feel like I've done a pretty good job of keeping it under wraps. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. We got to shoot the fucking video.
Yeah, I'm down. So, yeah, let's figure out a time and a place for that.
Yeah, if we have a weekend, a day on the weekend free, or even, I guess we can do it on a weekday would actually be better. I was thinking I could just drive and we could go to my work and do it in that one of those empty offices. You know, it'll take 10 minutes.
Sure. You know me, man.
We can go out and get taco. We can go to fucking Mega Taco after.
Are the tacos here, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, it's tight.
They got here 4 minutes ago.
Oh. Let's go.
Guys, yes! they've never had two R's real tacos, and it's their birria tacos that you dunk into the sauce. I just had them for the first time maybe a week ago, and they're incredible. They're so tasty. It's like, damn. You remember the Arby's French dip? It's like that, but for taco. Oui.
Au jus.
I like a dip.
Yeah, it's like au jus. Yeah.
I like taking my food and dipping it in something.
I know, dude. It's great.
It's a great feeling.
Yeesh.
I'm excited.
Nice. Well, fuck.
I can't wait to get in. I'm talking.
Unless you got anything else you guys want to talk about, I'm pretty hungry.
I think, maybe, I got that coming up, so I think I really got to start doing stand-up again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do a bunch of stand-up.
Whoa, this sounds
let's do a bunch of stand-up in April. Yeah, let's just go mic. I mean,
guys. I'm thinking we're back.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody, bro. I took the winter off. Yeah, bro. I'm gonna go get good at stand up again.
Yeah, I got to.
Yeah, man. I gotta get on these stages, man. I've been getting too good. I gotta humble myself, man. I've been crushing it too hard.
So yeah. I saw someone slapped you at fucking Starbucks.
I ain't trying to talk about all that. Yeah. I'm not pressing charges. It's all good.
Yeah.
All against good. Jay Badlani?
Yeah.
I thought he's already been detained by ICE.
Yep, they caught him on the premises. After the slap?
Actually, before the slap.
He didn't slap
us. Yeah, he got freed and then came slapping. Yeah, I'm funny. But I'm glad I got that in before that story dries up. Yeah,
which it certainly will.
Yeah.
It'll be hack any day now.
Well, shit, damn, y'all. I feel good. I feel great. Temptation Island.
Real
Jaden Smith.
Yep.
Tacos forever.
Mm-hmm.
Transition. What do you guys think about the podcast? Do you love it? Do you hate it?
Y'all know this is my opinion, right?
And it is busy as... That's what Napoleon Dynamite is actually based off of. Anthony Fantano.
I give it 4 glory guys. Yeah. He always does a little thing at that. I love Fantano, man. All right.
Let's get on out of here, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah,
thank y'all for listening. And as always, and as the podcast.
Once again, we did it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Transition.